Great. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Wednesday, November 30th. And yesterday, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed lower for a third day in a row. And today, there are some big events on the horizon. So we already had the jobs, JOLTS job openings, and we had the ADP farm roll. No, non-farm payroll. We got to talk about this. And then we have Fed Chief Powell big speech this afternoon. So how are we trading these markets and how are our positions doing in this craziness? So if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights to the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And geez, there's a lot going on. Let's just switch over here to the S&P. Yesterday, third down day in a row. What do you think about this? Is this rally over now?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's over, but it's clear that traders are taking a little breather ahead of the reports this week, right? Monday, a pretty big dip there. Tuesday, a little bit of a follow through, although relatively quiet by the end of the day. Today, it looks like we're down a little bit, but I think it's really just about the data and what the data is going to show this week.
Yeah, I know. We talked about it. I mean, today, tomorrow, and on Friday are the big days for data. So today, we already had quite a lot happening. We had the ADP non-farm employment change and also the JOLTS job openings. And this is what traders are looking at to gauge what could happen on Friday when we have the jobs report being released. And today, it was a little bit of a mixed bag.
It was. You see that the private companies added 127,000 jobs. This was much lower than the 196 that was expected. So on one hand, this is bad news for the economy, which is good news when you're looking at the Fed and what they want to do and what they're trying to achieve. It shows that the job market is cooling. You also have the JOLTS job openings.
Yeah. I mean, they came in, well, still pretty strong. So this means that, there's still pretty high employment. So the jobs opening, not really decreasing. I mean, still at a fairly high level here.
Yeah, but it does. They did show that there are now 1.7 jobs open for every available worker that's looking. Before it was at 2. So that number's come down a little bit, which again would be a positive for what the Fed's trying to do. But then you have preliminary GDP. Preliminary GDP, so GDP comes in three parts. You have advanced GDP. This is the first number. And then you have a revision, a preliminary, and then you have final. Normally, advanced is the biggest focus because it really sheds light on what might be happening. But this number increasing shows that the economy is stronger than believed.
Yeah, and that's where... We have to see what Powell says this afternoon. So this afternoon, Powell is speaking at a conference. Do you remember which conference it was?
I can't remember.
No, but anyhow, so he's speaking about the economy. And I mean, I don't think that they're concerned about the jobs market because right now the unemployment rate is 3.7%. That's the lowest that's been since 1969 or the 70s, actually. So it has been the lowest in 50 years. So the Fed is not concerned if jobs, if the unemployment actually rises a little bit. That's what they want to see, a slowdown of the economy. So therefore, we want to hear what Powell thinks right now about the data that we had coming a couple of weeks ago with a CPI finally cratering a little bit. The consumer, what is CPI again? Consumer Price Index. And also the PPI, but then also the big one tomorrow, the core PCE Price Index. And that's actually the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. And it's expected to decrease from 0.5 in the previous months to now 0.3.
Sure. And core PCE price index, for those not familiar, it's the change in the price of goods and services purchased by consumers. excluding food and energy. And Marcus, just for clarification, Powell is going to speak about the economic outlook, inflation, and the labor market at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And that, and that's a big one today, because this is where, if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P and also the NASDAQ, I mean, it's fairly quiet, but I mean, we do see that there's a little bit downward pressure because traders are definitely waiting on the big speech here.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, one thing that came to mind, Marcus, because yesterday when we were talking, there was a sell-off that was abrupt and just kind of out of the blue with things initially pretty quiet. There was a report right when we were doing the video saying that Apple, the total iPhone 14 Pro and 14 Pro Max shipments in the fourth quarter will be 15 to 20 million units less than expected. So that news came out and it seemed to spook the markets a little bit. Apple taking a little bit of a hit yesterday, down 2%, but today up a little bit. Anyway, I was looking for something to explain it, because it was just such a strange move. Right. I had to figure that one out.
It was. Now, going back to the S&P 500, also looking at some technicals, if you're looking at the 200-day moving average, I mean, the S&P is just kissing the 200-day moving average, cannot break above. So right now, this is acting as some sort of resistance here. Plus, we have a fairly round number at the 4,000 level. I mean, we have kind of a double whammy. So in addition to all the uncertainty that we have in the market, also the technicals are pretty much keeping the S&P down right now. But once we break significantly above the 200-day moving average, this is when often it becomes support. So we will see if this can happen here. With what Powell is saying, the inflation data that we get tomorrow, and also the jobs data on Friday. So really exciting, 3 days ahead of us.
It could be. And you also have the S&P trading just above 50%. If you look at the recent high, the last swing high there and those lows. So trying to stay above that 50% level. We'll see, but you kind of have this confluence of resistance, and it just seems like the market's trying to break out of that 3,900, 4,000 range. And I think this is the week, but do you think it will be to the upside or downside, Marcus?
Well, that's hard to say, because we have heard thus far from several Fed members where they said, you know what, we will keep raising interest rates. So I think that the surprise could be to the upside. I mean, right now, it is actually factored in that the Fed will keep raising interest rates. And we know that it will be above 5 when we have the terminal rate here. So I do believe that we have more surprise to the upside than the downside here.
I'd have to go with you, Marcus. We know that there's this bet that we have on. So you believe that the S&P is going to be above 4,200 at the end of the year. And I just had to take the bet because I'd love for the S&P to be above 4,200. But the way that it was presented, it seemed like a no-brainer to take the other side. And I'd be happy to send you stakes if there's a nice rally. But it does feel like there's this pause. And traders are getting a little nervous, not significantly, because the VIX hasn't spiked considerably. But I do agree with you that a lot of the concern has already been, you know, out there. And I think that Powell could say, you know what, we're going a little higher than expected originally, but things are looking good, and a 50 basis point hike is on the table for this next meeting. And I think the traders would like that. And then we might just see Santa going into the end of December.
Hey, the 4,200 level right now is only 5% away from the current level. So that is very, very doable. Although I must say that the markets are running out of time here. So today is the last trading day of November. Tomorrow, December trading starts. So we only have months left. So come on. I want these stakes.
Now, would you take the bet if the bet was, will the S&P be up 5% in December? Would you have taken that bet now?
Yeah.
Okay, just crazy.
Okay. And let's talk about our positions, because the question is, how are we trading this? And so let's talk about LVS, a position that we have been in for a long, long, long time. And is this week the week where we're getting rid of LVS? Because, I mean, we were assigned, oh my gosh, way, way back, and we flew a rescue mission. Our cost basis is at 46.86. Over the past few months, we have been able to sell several times calls, and right now we both... Do you also have sold the 47 calls expiring?
Yes.
Okay, so we both have sold the 47 calls, and if LVS closes above 47 on Friday and we're not doing anything, we get called away. And we keep all of the premium that we made over the past few months. Plus, we make a little bit of money, not too much, but we make a little bit of money on the stock. So, geez, is this the week? And more importantly, Mark, are you willing to let it go? Or do you think that now there's some more room to the upside? I mean, JP Morgan said the new price target is 51. You want to ride it all the way to 51? What do you think?
You know what, Marcus? I think that if not this week, next week, LVS will close above 47. And I do believe that there's the potential to squeeze out a little more profit on this one with ease. However, if I'm wrong, I do not want to see this one drop back to 34, 35 like we've seen and like what happened in February. Right. We had an opportunity to get out of LVS in February, but we were trying to squeeze out a little more profit. And then there was just this confluence of worry between Russia invading Ukraine and COVID cases in China, and then the economy, and we dropped down to 30. Right. So if I was trying to squeeze out every last penny of this one and then it dropped down to 34 again, I think I'd have to retire. I'd be pissed at myself.
Yeah, that's the deal. Because, I mean, since we already had that opportunity in February and we did not take advantage of this, I think unless we see some really super juicy premium tomorrow on Friday, it's time to let it go. But hey,
I'm ready.
In order to do this, it still has to rally above 47.
Sure.
And it might not do it this week. And then we sell calls again. No problem there. All right. Looking at a few other positions here. So, I mean, Google, we talked about this, hanging in there, not much to do. Today, Google slightly up here, 0.5%. And I think that this were also, with Powell speaking this afternoon, this is where Google could start moving. Same as NVIDIA for me. And AMD for you.
I think that Google's ready. It does look like we had the drop after earnings early November, and that sent it back to 84. But it does look like there's some short-term support around 94, and we're just staying right above that. I think this is ready to make a move back towards 100. I think by the end of the month, since this is the last day of November, clarification here, the end of December, we will be out of this and have made some nice money.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you said there's some support at 94. So right now on the scanner, there's a possibility to sell the 92. Would you do it right now if you weren't in the position?
If I wasn't in the position, no, because there's a lot going on this week. I think other opportunities could pop up and present themselves. And we have this saying in the Mastermind group, respect the lows. So yes, there might be some short-term support, but those lows take us back to 84. And I just can't discount that if I was looking at it as a new trading opportunity.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we continue, do you all find this helpful? If you do, do us a favor. Click on like. This way we know that you're enjoying this as we are talking through our trades here in more detail. Because we want to make sure we're doing this show for you, and we want to make sure that you like what we are doing here. So click on like really quick. Okay, so NVIDIA, again, I'm very happy. My break even at 142.92. My cost base is at 160. So right now, trading at around, 158, 159. So we'll see what happens. I sold the 170 calls expiring December 2nd. I mean, it is possible that NVIDIA would rally above 170 and I get called away. In this case, I keep all of my premiums and make some money. But it seems more likely to me that this might expire worthless here.
Looks like it.
Yeah. TPR, on the other hand, I mean, TPR, this guy, this is just going, and I've had fun with TPR selling calls, rolling it a few times. So right now I sold the 37 calls. I rolled them last week. Now they expire this Friday. Right now, hanging in there, will it close above 37 and will I get called away here in TPR? I feel the same way about TPR as I do with LVS. If I get some super juicy premium and I can get another $1,500 or $2,000 by rolling, I might do this and lower my break even further. But this is also a trade kind of ready to let it go. But recently, there haven't been too many opportunities for new wheel trades.
True. And this one has worked out nicely. There is a dividend coming up too that I think you have to take into consideration because it's a decent one. If you are the holder on record, so if you own shares on Thursday, December 8th at the open, then you're entitled to a 30 cent dividend, which is pretty decent for a $37 stock.
Yeah. So for me, this would be like $1,100 or something like this. So not bad at all. Not bad at all. We did find an opportunity yesterday. Williams Sonoma. So I sold the 109 puts. You actually sold the 108 puts because you waited until a bit later in the day.
Yeah, I was a little bit on the fence with this one because with the analysis that we do, everything looked great. The fundamentals look solid. I know they just had a downgrade recently, but we had nice support, nice chart, nice fundamentals. It was a pandemic winner and not really trading it where it was pre-pandemic. That kind of had me sitting on the sidelines at first, but I was able to sell the 108s, a buck less than you for the same 50 cent credit. I decided to take that. And quite honestly, if it does fall, which looking at the chart, it looks like it could hold up support-wise. But if it does fall, pre-pandemic levels are at an appropriate level to be adding to the trade if needed. So I decided to give it a go.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, we recently released a new update and we included the expected move. And if we look at the expected move for Friday, it's still at around 110. So, I mean, we both sold it below the expected move. So this gives us even more confidence in saying, yeah, you know what? That's pretty good. So we will see what happens between now and Friday. We'll definitely keep you posted. This was one of the opportunities that that we recently found, and we both decided to take it. All right.
Yes.
Well, with that said, hey, I hope that you're enjoying this show and this episode. If so, give us a like. And if you would like to learn more about the wheel strategy, that is the strategy that we are trading, take a look at this video here. So I'll link to it. It's only 15 minutes, maybe even less. Check it out. This way, you know what we are doing, why we are doing it. And then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.